So this is just strange. I think you can tell someone where they're, or you can tell where someone's from based on their looks.
Okay.
And this is not an offensive conversation. Let me start that way, okay? This is not where Manny's here to offend people. Roy's going to go there.
What?
And you're going to be like, oh, my God, Manny, you're offending everyone.
Well, if so, I just think they should know where they should file the complaints, too. And it's Manny.
Well, do you mean when you say you can tell where somebody's from by the way that they look, do you mean their clothing? Do you mean their skin, their hair, all of the above?
Hair, skin, and just looks. Like, I was born in New Jersey. And when I did my first morning show job, it was in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Right.
And I swear when I moved to Little Rock, Arkansas, I was like, oh my gosh, I've never seen so many blonde women and men in my life. So I typically think that most people that live up north are brunettes or dark haired and dark skinned because it's a melting pot. That's where a lot of the people came over, you know, Ellis Island, this, that. That's where Statue of Liberty is, Roy. And so I found somebody sent us a message and said, hey, Manny, where are you from in New Jersey? Lori, your name is. And without even seeing her message, I already knew that she was from the north. I could tell she has the look.
Okay.
So our jawbones are different. The makeup is different. The hair is different.
I will say makeup could tell a lot. Yeah. I feel like makeup in the South is a little lighter, more natural.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're from the North, you tend to put a little bit more on.
Right.
Really?
And your hair is teased up differently.
I think that's just like a New Jersey, New York kind of thing. Because, I mean, I'm from the North. I don't really tease my hair on
a daily
basis.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't even know what teasing the hair means.
Like make it puffy so you pull it down so it looks thicker. But like a California girl, you would probably know right away.
How?
They're probably tan, sandy hair.
I could tell a Florida girl. Same reasons.
Same reasons.
Tan.
Sandy hair.
I wouldn't say sandy hair, but like you could tell someone's from Florida. They're just like tan. I could tell a Texas girl. She's got big blonde hair that's poofed up.
I just think that's stereotypes.
It's not stereotyping. I'm telling you, certain parts of the by the way,
so
if anyone wants to jump in here on this conversation and tell me that they agree with me.
Or if they disagree.
It sounds like everybody does. It would be totally helpful if anybody called in to agree with me. And then there's another part of this, too, that we'll bring up in a second.
Right.
I just think it's funny that you think brunettes only come from the Northeast. Because that's all you've said so far.
Look at me. And if you don't know what I look like, you can always go to like @KissRoyBoy. But look at me right here. You wouldn't be able to know I'm from the
South.
Move
the microphone.
I love that you just plugged your social media.
Yeah, Kiss Roy Boy.
That was a Loren move. at Loren Marola.
I don't know. You do. You have like a glow about you. Like if you were from the North, you'd have a scowl on your face. Everybody up North is angry.
Because I'm happy? I'm cheerful? That's...
So if you look friendly, you're from the South. That's what you're saying.
That could be another trait, yes.
But I don't think you look unfriendly.
I'm telling you, y'all.
Yeah, you're always smiling.
I'm telling you, you can look at pictures and tell where people are from, what part of the country. Like my wife, Amanda. Does my wife, Amanda, not look like she's from the South?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think? I think she does.
No, I don't think she looks like she's from the South.
She does.
She's got red hair.
Look.
She's kind of pale.
Look at us.
I mean, you can definitely tell you're from different places. Let's
thank you.
Get with that.
Guess where the places are. I'm from the North. Amanda's from Memphis.
I would say Amanda might look like she's from the Midwest, though.
Really?
Memphis is kind of the Midwest.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
All right.
What does Midwestern people look like?
Thank you. Anthony with an I is from the Midwest.
And see, to me, I guess if I was really thinking about what they look like and where they're from, to me, Anthony with an I looks like he'd be from up North.
I think he looks like an East Coast boy. I think people from the East Coast dress up a little bit more, West Coast is a little bit more laid back, a little bit more laxed in the fashion department.
So the whole other side of this, too, is we got a tweet from Allie who says that she'll only date guys from the South. She's born and raised in New York and moved down here years ago. Her parents moved her down here, and she's like, I'll never date a Northern guy again. So I wonder if maybe that's an angle, too, where you are someone who only will date a certain part of the country because you know the personalities are different. Can you agree with that, Roy? That certain parts of the country, their personalities are different?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm glad that we can find common ground there. Because when you land at Newark Airport or JFK or in Boston, wherever you're from, all you hear is horns.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Roy learned when he went to New York City, too.
It was frightening. I got called really bad names by people.
But that's just rude.
Well, that's when I went to Times Square, that's what the impression I get of New York is people that yell out really bad things to me when I don't want to take their CDs.
No,
that they want to give me.
People from New York are not mean. They're just busy. Like they're doing their own thing. Like they're in a rush.
A New York pace. You got to walk at a New York pace.
This is Rain and Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRO show.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi.
I love the name Rain.
Oh, thank you. I get a lot of comments on it.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
I was born in Charlotte, and I lived a little bit up in New York, so.
Perfect. So you're someone who can speak on this. What do you think? Do you think you can tell where someone's from just based on the looks?
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. It's definitely something I've seen, and I'll agree with your comments on, you know, northern makeup and stuff like that. A big part of it is I think that the country is a lot bigger than a lot of people really remember because we're all one country. So we get a lot more diversity, whereas you see it in European countries because they're all scattered.
Oh, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know, you're absolutely right. The country's huge. And, you know, like Lorenz said, you could tell a California person. And I'm talking guys and girls. It's not just girls. You know, I mean, California girls obviously is the song.
They got that like surfer look kind of thing going on.
Right. Yeah, and somebody who's from, like, you know, up north might not be as tan, obviously, as someone from down south, so you can just tell based on the fact that they're not in the sun a lot.
I've never thought of it. I mean, clearly, by the way they talk, you know where they're from, but I've never thought about the way they look.
Think about all the housewives.
Mm-hmm.
That's a perfect example.
Okay, yeah.
You don't even have to. If I showed you pictures, thanks, Rain. If I showed Roy pictures of the cast of The Housewives, he'd be able to tell us where they were from without even knowing. I bet.
That's true. That is true. I can pick out the New Jersey ones,
right?
Yeah,
and the Atlanta,
yeah,
and L.A.,
yeah,
Dallas.
Do they have Dallas Housewives?
Do they?
I thought they did. Didn't they?
Oh, no.
The Charlotte, the real side chicks
real
of Charlotte.
Side chicks of Charlotte. Yeah.
You could pick those out.
Tiffany and Shelby, welcome to the MRL show.
Hi.
Hey.
I just wanted to make a comment about the people up north and being in southern. I was born and raised in Shelby, North Carolina, but I have family that live up in Cincinnati, Ohio. And one vacation, we went up to Kings Island, and we did like a social experiment where we would tell everybody, you know, we'd say hey to everybody. And the northern people looked at us like we were crazy. But when we come back home and went to Carowinds, you know, we kind of did the same thing. And 9 out of 10 people said hello in the South.
It's true. It's just so much friendlier down here.
It is.
It really is. Why are you laughing?
Because that is very true. Because I'm not forgetting. This is so stupid. I was in Times Square. Again, first time ever going to the Big Apple. I'm a small town country boy. It's a little much for me to process. A lot of screens. And a guy comes up to me because he wants to give me his music. And in my head, I'm thinking, oh, maybe he knows I'm a radio DJ.
He's recognized me. I know it.
Maybe he knows like I'm some radio DJ. Like, I don't know. And so like I'm wanting to take the record. And then when I was told to give it back to him, because that's not what you do. You don't take his record.
You want to buy it. They want you to buy it.
Right. And then that's when I got really called really bad names. And I'm just like the nicest. I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is your new music. Great. What songs you got? And he's like telling me who he's like featured on.
He's like, money, bro.
Right.
Hey, Tiffany and Shelby, do you date? Are you have a boyfriend or married?
I actually am married.
Okay, northern guy or southern guy?
I actually am married to a southern girl.
Oh, you're married to a southern girl. See? If you don't ask questions, you don't get answers, people. Yeah. Okay, would you ever date someone from the north, or did you?
I don't know. Sometimes I just don't like their attitude.
Interesting.
It's like sometimes they really seem like they're really cocky.
Yeah. I mean, there's something to it, too. Thanks, Tiffany. There's something to it where Amanda, who's born and raised in Memphis, mm-hmm. you know, down south, doesn't like that I have the attitude that I was brought up with was look out, coming through type attitude.
Right.
I'm going to do this, and you're going to tell me I can't before I ask. In other words, like, just parking in a parking lot somewhere. I'm going to park maybe over there closer, and everybody else is parking over here. But you're wrong.
Well, we're going to do it my way.
Yeah. And I think that's a northern thing because that's the way I was brought up.
Okay. I can see that.
Whereas, like, down south, she's like, my dad would never do that. My dad would follow everybody to the right. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to the left? I'm like, my dad would go left. That's the way I was brought up.
So high energy.
What?
That is another thing from the north.
Yeah, they're so strung out, man. Calm down.
I don't even know if this conversation is going anywhere. I know what I'm not going to listen back to on the podcast today.
Yeah, can we just put this out of the podcast, y'all? We don't need a history of this ever.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hey. By the way, Manny's about to spark up another civil war.
I know. You remember the last time we did? And this is why, Hannah, I'm so hesitant, because the last time we had a conversation remotely like this, they sent it to our boss's boss. Yeah. Complaints went to our boss's boss.
We're just having, it's just a conversation, right? People. We're allowed to have conversations.
Okay.
Go ahead. What do you want to say, Hannah?
No, you scared her.
Okay, so I'm from Chicago, but I've been living down here for like 2 years now, and my boyfriend and I, we don't look anything alike. He's blonde hair and blue-eyed. I am brown hair and brown-eyed. And I would have to say our mannerisms are identical.
And where's he from?
Like, he's from Chicago as well.
Mm.
Okay. And so I do have to say, you know, I don't think I'm, like, rude, but I definitely always have an attitude like, I have somewhere to go. I'm going to get there. Whereas I think people from the South are definitely like, hi, how are you? Let's take our time.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think the way people talk, the way people act is different, but I just cannot hop on board with this look thing. For me to hop on board with that.
I don't think I look any different from any of the girls I work with, but they're all from the South.
Right.
Brown eyes, brown hair. You're from Chicago.
Yeah.
See?
But no, my sister has brown eyes, brown hair, and she's from...
But Hannah, how quickly do you let someone sit at a red light that turns green before you honk the horn?
Oh, it's like 2 seconds.
That's unacceptable down here. It's a 6 second count at least, maybe 10.
You don't lay on the horn. You just give them a little beep, beep, like,
a little beep.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to explain.
I think I give a little beep.
Thanks, Hannah. I have to explain that to my brother and my dad.
Yeah.
No, you don't honk the horn when you come down here.
What's so funny is, like, I've had, I assume they're northern people. I guess I shouldn't assume that it's a Yankee, but, I'll have someone beeping the horn at me, and I'm like, what am I doing wrong?
The light's green.
Right.
But I don't know. I'm like driving down the road. I'm like, he flipped me off. What did I do to him? Summer in Asheville, welcome to the MRL show.
Hi, thank you.
Hey, Summer, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say I'm a server, and I see different people all the time, every day, all day. And I can definitely tell whenever somebody is from up north, it's not even their accent. My stepmom is from New Jersey, and then my best friend, she has an aunt in New Jersey. They're from, one's from the beach and one's from in the state. And they just have, like, I don't know if it's their nose or what. They look the same to me. And I see people all the time come in and they tell me, you know, I had somebody ask for pepper sauce the other day, and he told me, he said, I didn't know if you looked like you knew what pepper sauce was. I said, well, honestly, if I didn't work here, I probably wouldn't, because a lot of people down here don't really eat pepper sauce, I guess.
Yeah, people up north have very hard facial,
a little bit more angular.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. And people down south are beautiful, rounded.
Yeah, I've been listening, and I didn't really agree at first, but then I got to thinking of all the different people I know, and you are right.
Thank you. Thanks, Summer.
And that's where Manny gets himself into trouble, because he just called northerners fat. What else did you say?
Sorry. Every one of my friend's grandmas was Italian and heavy set because she cooked and ate all day.
We are treading down something. Put it this way. Our producer put on the call screen. We have like a call screening thing. It says Haley wants to comment on North versus South. We're starting a civil war here. That's great. The South is about to rise.
No, this is silly.
I'm going to stay on this side of the fence, okay?
Right, that's good. Do we want to talk to Haley, or are we done?
I mean, why not?
Haley, that's it. You're our last call for the day. What's up, girl?
Hey, so I was born in Florida, raised up until about 20 years old in New Jersey, and then I've been down in the South for about like 2-3 years in North Carolina. And I'm going to break your stereotype right quick. My family came from Germany. I am blonde. I am pale, and I have blonde eyes. And I mean, blue eyes. And I've lived in New Jersey all my life. But the thing is that I'm a very mean person, and I'm a very harsh scout. And the more I thought about it, I was going to be like, you're wrong. Northern people are mean. The more I think about it, I just got cussed out with my grandma in a text message because I didn't call her yesterday. It was her birthday. So,
grandma?
I don't know how many grandmas call it. She cussed people out, but my grandma cussed me out. So.
Oh, my gosh.
My grandma did, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Not my grandmother. She's sweet as molasses.
Right, and she would bless your heart.
My grandma's sweet, but she'll put you in your place when she needs you to.
Haley, so since you've been down here and you say that you kind of have a little bit of an attitude, are you having a hard time dating?
No, not at all. People actually love, I have one person that I know about that is like always calling me a Yankee and everything like that. But other than that, everyone always loves my like rough attitude. They love how I'm like more brutally honest and things like that. But at the same time, I just tell them, like, I'm really just a mean person. Y'all just think I'm being funny, but it's really not.
I was going to give her the benefit of the doubt and say she was face value, yeah. But hey.
Oh, man. Oh,
you know, wow. Haley knocks people down to get to the bar when it's time for a drink, right?
Really?
Look out, Southern folk. Haley moving through. It's the MRL show.